fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 15th day of July, 2006. Before I go to my special guest, Dr. McCanning, I need to talk a little bit about one of our special sponsors here, BioZymeAg.com. This is for all of you out there. You need to think about and become food self-sufficient, in my opinion. And the microbes offered by Stan Irvin at BioZyme Heartland Ag at the following phone number will help you reach that goal. The website is BioZymeAg.com. That's BioZymeAg, BioZymeAg.com. Here's the phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. Down here in the Ozarks, we're harvesting peaches and tomatoes and the largest zucchinis I've ever seen. These things are massive right now, and I think it's due largely in part to the microbes that we've been putting on our plants. So check them out, BioZymeAg.com. Our special guest today for at least the next half hour, I hope, will be Professor McCanning. Professor McCanning is the real deal when it comes to knowing about how our solar system is put together, how our solar system works, the electrical nature of our solar system, which NASA denies even exists. According to NASA, our solar system is electrically neutral. That's far from being the case. So, without further ado, Professor McCanning, are you there, sir?
John, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hear you fine.
Great. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Tell us what's going on with the Mayan calendar in 2012.
Well, there's the disinformation is coming out full force these days. And as we talked about earlier, 2012 has been chosen as a date.
Hold on, Jim. Hold on. We got a break coming up. We'll be back right after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, let's Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore with my special guest, Professor McCanny. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a live call-in show, like the announcer just stated a moment ago. This is a rare opportunity to ask questions of a real scientist, a credentialed scientist with credentials in the specific area of expertise regarding what goes on in our solar system. So keep that in mind. Try to keep your questions on topic. Jim, are you there, sir?
Yes.
What is your contact information, your website, please?
Okay, the website, www, and write this down carefully, everybody, because there's a lot of typo squatting sites. So once again, www.jm, as in Mary, cc, that's two C's, A as in apple, N as in no, N as in no, that's two N's, E as in Edward, Y as in yes, science, the word science, .com, C-O-M, jmcannyscience.com. So that's JMCC. ANNEYScience.com. And also, some people like to order by mail. So I'm going to give a mail order address, and I encourage people to get my weather book, which is $25, including shipping. And you send that to JMCC, P.O. Box 58, Navarre, N-A-V-A-R-R-E, Minnesota 55392. So it's $25 for the weather book, and that gives a summary of the other books. So just basically, that's the book I would encourage people to read right now, because we're dealing with the hurricane and the severe storm season.
Well, I agree, absolutely, and I would encourage people to read all, acquire and read all your books, so the weather book being the most important at this moment in time.
Right. If people do want the four-book set, it's $60 for the four-book set, and that includes always includes shipping to the 50 states.
That's a bargain. Now, getting back to – go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead. We were going to get back
the,
to
the – we were talking about the Mayan calendar, the 2012 date before the break.
And there's so much hype about this, and I'm – may as well announce it right now. I'm coming out with a new pamphlet. It should be out soon, but the title, I believe, is important, and it'll kind of say everything. The title of the pamphlet is 2012, the next Y2K. Now, if you remember, Y2K was the so-called cycle of the Julian calendar up to the year 2000, and there was supposedly a glitch in the Microsoft software, and supposedly the whole world was going to come to an end and everybody was going to starve to death, etc. Well, that came and went, and actually very little happened at all. And it turns out that in the computer world, 2000 was not like all zeros, as we say, in the real world. So now we have an entourage of people coming out claiming that 2012, December 21st, which is the solstice, the winter solstice of 2012, claiming that there's a galactic alignment and that the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world, celestial disaster, etc. And really, nothing could be farther from the truth. The Mayan calendar that they're talking about, first of all, cannot be associated with our Julian calendar, which has been changed many times over even the past 100 years. Anyway, the pamphlet will go into a whole laundry list of issues, but the point that people, I always like to summarize, and I know you do too, John,
right,
and we concur on this one issue, that 2012 has been picked by disinformation people as being a date way out in the future, so people will think, well, gee, I've got, what, another 6 years to prepare, so I'm not going to do anything, which is the wrong message.
Absolutely.
The right message is that we are on the verge of collapse, and you better start preparing right now if you haven't already. Because, and this is the indicator that I use, John, and everybody out there. I've always said when the rich of the United States, that upper 2%, I don't mean the ultra rich, I mean the rich people, the $1 million to $50 million people, with holdings of that between $1 million and $50 million. Most of that money is being held in equity in real estate.
Right.
And that's collapsing around us right now. And so I always said that when you see the rich, that upper 2% collapsing, that's when the clock is ticking up to 12. And so get ready. And that's going on around us right now. You're seeing people around the country losing homes. The million-dollar homes are sitting on the market. People are scrambling to sell them and unable to. A lot of these people were paying their house payment and taxes, the heavy taxes, real estate taxes on these houses. They were paying them with stock options and income dividend from stocks, which is also collapsing. So what you're seeing is the upper 2% rich folding before your very eyes. And when that happens, as I said, the end is very near.
I agree, Jim. The information that I have pretty much concurs step by step right along with yours. By 2012, the events that you and I are concerned about will pretty much be transpired, finished, and over with.
Oh, a long time before then.
Yes.
Now, the reason that the rich were the last to go is because they were very necessary. Just look, they run the news media, they run the radio and TV programs for the major news media. They run the corporations, which basically stole the 401k and retirement accounts from the average citizen, which administered the tax laws for the IRS on the average citizen. You go right down the laundry list of what the upper 2% rich people have done to the middle class. They have basically done all the dirty work for the big guys.
Absolutely.
And so that's why they had to be held to the very end.
Absolutely.
And most of these people have purchased very expensive homes, sometimes multiple homes, two, three, four homes, and plus some of the wealthy people up to $50 million in assets have then purchased airplanes. So you find all of this so-called wealth in houses, airplanes, second homes, boats, et cetera, and it's folding before our very eyes right now.
I agree. I know people, I'm personally acquainted with people that are part of that lifestyle, and I agree with you. It is happening before our eyes. Are you ready to take a call, Jim?
Yes.
I hope Ralph in Oklahoma is going to be on topic. Ralph, are you there, sir? Ralph, speak up. Is Ralph still there? Well, maybe Ralph is someplace. Maybe Ralph's taking a coffee break down in Oklahoma. Jim, your new pamphlet, 2012, the next Y2K, any target date for it being ready for distribution?
Hopefully within the next month.
Okay.
It's producing and distributing and getting everything ready. Those are some of the technicalities. But what it does is it shows all of the misinformation and the very poor research that people are touting regarding the Mayan calendar.
Right.
And
right.
The other thing is we've had many of these dates, these so-called magical dates. Let me
right.
just give a few examples. How about May 15th, 2003, that Planet X was supposed to come and crash into Earth
right.
and kill us all?
Right, right.
How about Y2K itself, the January 1st, 2000? How about every May since 2003, we've had somebody come out and claim that in May, on a certain date, an asteroid would collide with Earth and cause major damage. So they know that people will remember a date.
Right.
Sticks, and I remember people, just average people.
Well, that's
on
part of our training as children in school. Yes.
Right. So what they'll do is pick a date like December 21st, 2012. That's something easy. That's the solstice of December,
right.
the winter solstice of 2012. It's a number that is so easy, and people will remember that, and they just keep pounding and pounding on that date. And even just the simple number 2012 or 2012 in the Mayan calendar, believe me, the Mayans had no prediction about the end of their calendar. In fact, the classical Mayans, which were between, say, 200 and 700 AD, followed a tradition that came from before the Olmecs, which was, back to 700 BC and before. They followed a tradition that every 54 years, Venus would destroy Earth. And this was based on a tradition that had been carried over from thousands of years. So they're not looking to the end of the calendar. They were looking at every 54-year cycle. And, in fact, they built their cities. They built another layer on all of their temple cities, et cetera, every 54 years. So these traditions, they're distorting the true nature of the Mayan calendar. So you have the standard archaeologists on one hand, who buy the astronomer's story that our Earth has been the same and there hasn't been any catastrophes for, you know, hundreds of millions of years.
Right.
That's incorrect. And then you have the new Looney Tune Internet quacksters saying that 2012 is the Mayan calendar end date and the world is going to end. So the poor public is strapped in the middle once again. That's why I felt it necessary to write something that is small, inexpensive, and people can pick up.
Hold on, Jim. We got a break. We'll be back right after the break, ladies and gentlemen. ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm, there will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore interviewing my special guest, Professor James McKinney, on the 15th day of July, 2006. Jim, we got some calls on hold. Are you ready to take some calls?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, we've got Paul in Texas. Are you there, Paul?
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I just wondered on this, you're talking about that calendar and all. Does this have tie into anything about that old Planet X flying by and sucking us dry when it goes?
Go ahead, Jim.
The original Mayan calendar was based on the cycles of Venus because around about 4,000 years ago was when Venus, the large comet, first showed up in the sky, and there was a number of large comets at that time. And so Venus eventually became a planet. There's evidence that there were other large comets that do return periodically, but they are not part of the Mayan calendar. So the entire issue of the Mayan calendar cycling down to zero is based on other factors, not the idea that something would be here at the end of 2012. If something is here at that time, it might be a comet. Now, this is something I've always said. If a big comet or object comes into the solar system, how would anybody associate that with something that happened, say, 4,000 years ago and say that's the one? We've already been down that road with the big comet Hale-Bopp. And it's literally impossible to tell that. So the point is there are big objects around the solar system. Someday there are going to be some that come in. I don't know if we'll live long enough to see them. They might be here tomorrow. It's really impossible to say. There might be some people in, say, NASA that have more information than we have because of the instruments they have. But the bottom line is, talking about the Mayan calendar does not predict something happening in 2012.
Oh. Does that answer your question, Paul?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we've got Gail in Tennessee.
Hello?
Go ahead, Gail.
Yes, how are you doing today, gentlemen?
Good, very good.
I will address you first, John, that I did read No Need to Panic three or four times. And
oh, this is Gayla.
Yeah, Gayla.
Okay.
I'd have to say spot on.
Go ahead.
Now, a question to you, Professor McKinney. I've been a longtime admirer and have read and have all your books. And I think you're definitely on track, more so than NASA would ever want to admit. But you made a comment at the opening of the show about that all the things like what you wrote in your book, John, will be done by 2012. Does that mean basically all the flood zone areas, all these earth changes and stuff, is that what we're speaking of, and the collapse of the world monetary system and all that, Professor McKinney?
Well, let's put it this way. Life as we know it will be changed drastically. That doesn't mean everything would end at 2012 and it would be there wouldn't be any further calamities or whatever afterwards.
Right.
The point that John and I were making was that there are people, I mean, not looking at celestial activity, let's take that out of the picture completely.
Right.
There are people who have taken over our government a long time ago and basically other governments of the world trying to infiltrate and destroy the harmony of the world amongst just the people, and they've taken the resources that we've provided to defend this country, and they're using them to destroy this country and other countries.
Well, they're purposely squandering them away, yes.
Well, and actively causing problems. So the point that John and I were making was that these people have an agenda, and the execution of this agenda is going to happen much more short-term than 2012, and the whole point of keeping this 2012 date in the news is to make people think that, well, we've got another 6 years to go.
Right.
It's no big deal.
Right.
And that is the fallacy. That same thing happened with Y2K. It happened with this May 15th, 2003 date. All of these dates coming and going. And then it has the further problem that when dates come and go without anything happening, then people become
complacent.
Complacent, yeah, and say, well, nothing happened there, so nothing's going to happen here. It's just another one of those Y2K stories. So disinformation is a very subtle thing.
Yes, and sometimes it can be right very blatant, and yet people still, because we've been lulled to sleep, to say, oh, well, that's so far ahead in the future. We don't have to worry about it right now, when they don't realize that it's right in staring us in our face, and we need to be responding now.
That's exactly right.
My question also to Professor McKinney. I have heard John Stadtmiller and them a lot of times on their programming talk about if you had any equity in homes right now, the best thing to be would pull that equity out and invest in precious metals and stuff to have going into all of these economic changes that we're directly faced with. What is your opinion on that?
I'm not a financial advisor, and everybody is different. If you do that, then your house payment's going to go up. And that might be the thing that would put some people over the limit. In other words, you're going to have to pay interest on that money you borrow to buy the gold.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Before the break, Professor McKinney was addressing Gayla's question about getting equity out of a home and buying precious metals. Are you still there, Jim?
Yes.
Please, go ahead.
When the break started, I was saying if you pull equity out of a house, then you're going to have to pay interest on that loan, and many times equity loans are variable rate. So your interest rate may go up. Everybody's financial situation is different, but here's what I would say in general about preparation. The number one thing you're going to need is a gravity water filter and a source of water so that you can put it in the water filter and get enough water for your immediate needs.
Yeah, well, I
have
all that.
And the people around you.
Yeah.
Number two is food that would probably last 6 months to a year.
Got that.
And then number three, a way to maintain that and protect it, I guess, is the word.
Yeah.
Number four, I would say personal medical supplies so that you don't have to go out from where you are. Most people run into problems when they have to go out
mm-hmm.
because of medical or food or lack of water.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're going to get in trouble in the upcoming problems created around the world.
Could you give me a scenario quickly for all of us out here in listening land of
let's,
what
let's, let's,
a
Go
collapse.
Ahead, Gail.
Pardon?
Well, I know Jim has a tight schedule.
Oh, okay.
Let's do this. Let's let Jim give his website and physical mailing address
okay.
again, and you and I can talk about that after he has to zip on down the road and do
okay.
science stuff.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Professor McCanny.
Okay, because I know from here on, John and me view this the same way. So
right.
what you need, your preparations, and then as far as gold and silver, those are personal financial issues, and
right.
I'm not a financial
I
advisor.
Understand.
But, John, I'll just...
Mailing address, website.
Mailing address, once again, for the weather book is $25 or the full set of books, $60 to JMCC, P.O. Box 58, Navarre, that's NAVARRE, Minnesota, 55392. And the website, which has tons of information, along with an ordering, secure web ordering, et cetera, www.jm as in Mary, CC, that's two C's, ANN, that's two N's, E as in Edward, Y as in yes, the word science, that's all one string, jmcannyscience.com.
All right.
Well,
Jim, thank you for the update.
Well, John, we'll talk again soon, and as I said before, people have to really start taking care of themselves and start taking care of themselves right now. I encourage people to go offline, go off the grid, try and start practicing these things. Put them into practice because you'll learn to make some mistakes.
Absolutely. It's not like reading a book.
That's right.
No.
Okay. Jim, thank you. Go do science stuff.
Okay, John.
We'll you see too. You later. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, Gail.
Okay.
Now, well, you want to talk about preparedness a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, basically, you know, when we're talking about that this 2% of the rich elite, and they're going to start losing their homes now, that's the last to be skimmed off. But when you really think about that, John, majority of these people that have these vacation homes and all that, and we're playing the high roller game, a lot of that property that they own is theoretically will be underwater. So I can't see how that's going to hold too much real estate value.
I'm getting reports back from Florida that routinely real estate salespeople are hearing concerns about rising ocean levels.
Mm-hmm.
I found it a bit surprising because I didn't believe that would happen for another 18, 24 months, people mm-hmm. Verbalizing these concerns, but apparently it's already happening.
Mm-hmm. It's starting already. I have friends who live in Florida talking about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess I'm trying for all of us out here, if we could get visual handle and wrap it around our little pea-picking brains on what this will look like when we have total breakdown of societal.
Well, we saw it 11 months ago, Labor Day weekend, New Orleans.
Yes.
Unless you don't have access to television and didn't see those images.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking.
You know, police officers breaking into Cadillac dealers and stealing the Cadillacs. I mean, how much more clear does it need to be?
Yeah.
When the police officers are stealing the Cadillacs and driving them out of the showroom, that's anarchy. That's the and the word anarchy, by the way, means absence of government. That's what the word anarchy means.
That's interesting.
Mm. Yes.
I mean, obviously, this won't be throughout all of the country. There will be those safe pockets, you know. But I think for the majority of people that live in large cities, now is the time. In fact, I'll tell you, I read your little pamphlet to my mother and it left her speechless. Because you're a person credentialed. I meant nothing, you know, when I was telling her these things a few years back.
She changed your diaper,
oh, yeah,
too, don't forget.
She was silent, yeah. She was like, that man, who's that man?
Who is that man?
Me give you his credentials again, since you think I'm just full of poppycock.
right.
Anyway, John, you have a good show.
Thank you, Gail. We appreciate
bye.
It. Okay. We got John in New York. You there, sir? John, speak up.
How you doing? I just had a farm meeting in which we had 8 people and about 150 people. We just had a big flood up here in the Northeast. And
I know.
Bottom line, they started dictating to us that they're going to control the seed and they're going to let us know if they'll allow us to do what they want us to do.
Who's telling you this?
The Ag and Markets, Ag and Markets, Cornell University, and FarmNet.
And by what authority are they going to tell you what you can do?
By them,
and how are they going to enforce it?
By them basically saying that, well, give you some examples. I have a gentleman that's excavating the creek beside my garage, and he's been doing it for years, and they seem to say think it's okay for him to do it, but all his farmers were supposed to get permits to reroute the creeks back into the creeks because they're going through our farm fields and whatnot, and they said that we couldn't touch them unless we got a permit and had the DEC come out and authorize it. They said we could do it, even though they're not, like, permitted streams and whatnot. It's all
really?
It's the police state of them controlling and telling you what you're going to do is just a fact, and they got a meeting coming. I was pointing out information for free energy and whatnot at that meeting. I was asking them about the weather modification and if they knew anything about it, and they said no. And I asked them if they knew about Section 50, U.S. Title Section 50, or Section 1520, which is the authorization of legalizing chemtrails. They had no idea what I was talking about or didn't want to know what I was talking about. And then they were telling us...
This is just a tiny, tiny percentage of people, John, that have any clue what you're talking about.
Well, I don't think so. I think these guys knew exactly what I was talking about.
When it comes to non-dispersing contrails, no, most people don't have a clue. There's very few people. You know, we hear some, you and I, and those who listen to Republic Broadcasting and other alternative outlets, we know very well what it is, but we're less than 5% of the adults in this country.
The woman also was talking that there'll be a few pockets of unaffected people, and I'm going to tell you, I'm in a rural community, and everybody at that meeting was just, I want to say, belligerent and hostile. I was giving them free information for free energy, and it was like they were yelling at me it was like this unverbal body English of anger. And
oh, yeah.
It was just unreal.
The message was not sought after or appreciated, either one.
No,
I know.
And they're also telling us that everything's going up, and don't waste your money buying bad stuff, buy good stuff. Throw your crops away that got silted because they're all toxic. And I'm asking, well, isn't there a gray area? I mean, we're getting 3 inches of rain on top of this tonight, which might wash them off. You might be able to use them because we do use, like, mud and stuff, clay for detox. I said if we fed it a little at a time, especially to our heifers, it would maybe keep them healthy. And, you know, I was just looked at as being an idiot and whatnot. The other thing that happened was I was pointing out the free energy, and they got another energy meeting in our area, and they were saying, oh, the experts of Cornell are coming in next Tuesday to tell us about biodiesel. And, you know, it doesn't even compare to the free energy of Tesla. It doesn't compare to the free energy of the magnetic engines being built.
Of course not. It's a pittance. Making your own biodiesel fuel is hard work and takes a lot of material. I just said it. The thing I was at yesterday, they were making biodiesel. It takes 32 ears of corn to make 1 gallon of ethanol. Now, and you gotta put it in water. You gotta cook it down. You gotta run through a distiller. It's an awful lot of work to get that much energy, quite frankly.
Well, actually, if you got to that point, in fact, if you knew that you could crack that material, so you're getting like the 200 miles per gallon instead of the 20 miles per gallon, make
a
lot of difference.
Now there you go. Now that would make a vast difference there.
Right. Well, that's what I was
clearly
trying to point out, and I was giving them the information. It was like I was just being growled at. It's just unreal. I just want to warn people that there is not going to be too many pockets, especially when there is no place to go get. You might have someone knocking at your door to get.
Well, John, how many gas tanks of fuel does it take for you to get from your home to downtown New York City? How many tanks of fuel?
A tank and a half.
There you go. If you're within one tank of fuel of 10 million hungry people, you're not in a safe place.
Right, right.
That's the bottom line. Thank you for your call, John.
Hey, thanks.
Be safe. See you. Okay. John, of course, a regular caller, and we always appreciate him getting in here. Ed from Texas, are you there, sir?
Yeah. Hello, John.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, yes.
Well, not to throw water on Mr. Brown's steam engine, which wouldn't be a good idea if it's hot.
Not the boiler, anyway.
Yeah, right. But I have a safety concern. Having been in quality control in nuclear power plants, which are steam generators, and in...
I know the answer to what you're going to say, but go ahead.
But they have stationary engineers for a reason. And
right.
The welds and tubing have to be of a given grade and integrity, and they have to be maintained. They have to watch for erosion in the boiler tubes and in the welds.
Right.
And when one, if one of these things blows, it's a very dangerous sucker.
Well, first of all, we're not working at the kind of PSI that you do at a nuclear-fired boiler.
Yeah, but
you're looking at a couple hundred PSI.
Well, that
which is no small thing, but here's the thing.
That can rip flesh right off the bone if you get in front of one of those leaks.
I agree. And here's, do you know how what the safety mechanism is? It's really simple, but here's what they do. They have a plug in the bottom that's drilled out and filled in with solder.
Right.
And when the solder reaches a certain temperature, it simply melts, and then the steam goes out the bottom of the boiler.
Right.
It's a very simple fail-safe mechanism.
That sounds not real good.
Well, it's not relying on any moving parts or any gauges or anything like that.
You know,
the solder gets to a certain temperature, it melts and falls out the bottom, and there goes the steam. And I agree with you, Ed. I mean, this couple of hundred, 250 PSI of steam can be a dangerous thing to deal with and create a life-threatening situation. And that's why the mechanism, the safety valve, is not a valve at all, but simply solder that will melt and fall out.
Well, I'd never even thought of that, but my thought was to have two pop-off valves in the system just be redundant.
Well, you're thinking like an engineer. you are. I mean, you're thinking like an engineer with an engineering solution. This particular engineering solution is simple, not dependent on anything that can break or go bad.
Nothing mechanical there, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just thought I'd bring that up.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Ed.
You bet.
Well, Ed's right, of course. Steam can be dangerous. Steam can cause injuries. But the way these things are engineered, they simply can't do that. I hope you didn't hear that cough, but I had to have a quick cough there. Well, we have a few minutes left. We've had a lot of fun this particular show talking about all kinds of things. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I'll be talking to Mike Brown this coming week. I'm going to be setting up a time to go to his manufacturing facility down there. It's about a three-hour drive one way from where I am, so it'll be a day trip. I'll try to set it up where meet him for lunch, get a tour of his facility, set up a time for him to come on and be a guest on my radio show. I'm real enthusiastic about steam power. In my opinion, steam power solves a lot of the problems that many of us are looking at for long-term access to dependable power. Power to make electricity, power to pump water, power to recharge batteries. This is phenomenal. You can even have direct power to run wood lays, metal lays, things like that. Steam power. Power to run a motor launch. Get up and down the river, run back and forth across the lake. Power for trucks and automobiles. It's not all that complex. In fact, I heard Mike Brown yesterday talking to a gentleman who he's an engineer of sorts. And the discussion centered around steam-driven motorcycle. Mike Brown is currently doing the engineering and making the blueprints for a steam-driven motorcycle. The gentleman at the table was ready to proceed probably quicker than Mike is to accomplish that goal. Interesting engineering, interesting concepts, all completely within the realm of possibility, both engineering-wise and financially. Fascinating, fascinating topic. And we got John in Alabama. Are you there? Go ahead.
Yes, John, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
All righty. You mentioned a while ago that very few people know about the chemtrails because it's just not in the public domain. And,
right.
You mentioned 5%. I think that's a...
That may be optimistic.
Oh, that's way too large a number.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge number of people.
Yeah. About 3 years ago, 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley ran a 15-minute segment or 20-minute segment, whatever they run, about the fact that it was on the Hubble telescope, but in the segment they mentioned that it was all of these images came in black and white, and that the images that we see in this, in these different colors, is all imaginary. They're done with a virtual paintbrush,
really,
on the computer when they come in. The Hubble images come in black and white, and you can put that in a search engine, Hubble images black and white, and you can pull up the articles.
Amazing.
And I've got a couple of...
Hold on, John. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs. Then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. The best quality products at rock bottom prices.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, a real quick announcement, good news, great news. KT Ordnance is once again taking orders for 80% finished receivers, 1911s, AR-15s, AR-10s. Back in business, back in the shop with CNC-controlled equipment, ktordnance.com. I have a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. Check them out. We're trying to wrap these calls up before the end of the show. John, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am. And during the break there, I put Hubble in a search engine, black and white, and it pulled up HubbleSite.org. And in there it says color images may be reconstructed by combining several images and assigning a distinct color to each image. So all of these huge color pictures that we've seen from Hubble has been a fraud. It's been a fake, and we've all believed it. And the point I was making is that I've asked hundreds of people since then over the last 3 or 4 years whenever that thing ran on 60 Minutes, which is one of the most watched programs
right.
on television in America.
Huge popular.
And, nobody that I've ever talked to saw it or remembered seeing it, or if they did, it just doesn't register. See, they can show us and tell us the truth, and we won't even recognize it. So that's what I was saying. Your 5% was way high. Now you
said, I agree.
And Discover Magazine, by the way, last month in June, ran an article, and the question is, are we all trapped here on Earth? And they say that space flight is impossible due to the fact that man can't make it in the outside of the Van Allen belts because of the amount of radiation out there. So they faked the moonshot. You know, you even said yourself that you saw where they haven't developed a spacesuit that will withstand radiation. Now, last week you mentioned something about 29 months. And that some folks...
That's when the government, 29 months, January 09, that's when the federal government starts evacuating federal people from low-lying areas near oceans and the Great Lakes.
I'll be darned.
January 09.
I know you can't name a specific source, but can you tell me what's the authenticity of that source?
Well, the source is a man who is part of this, and that's all I can say.
Yeah, man, oh, man, that is something else.
I know. Thank you for your call, John. We got to get to our last caller here. Garrett in Texas. Garrett, are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Every now and then when I hear it on Facebook, and I always hear interesting information. I wanted to call in because I've a survivalist mindset. Think about it.
Okay.
It just seems to me like any instance in which, you know, the monetary you know, gold is only worth money. I don't see how precious metals would be worth in a situation like that. It seems to me like the things that want to stockpile or spend money on, things like...
Let me address your question because we're almost out of time. Thank you, Garrett. Precious metal, silver and gold coins would serve a purpose if society still functioned in a manner which you could safely trade coins for goods and services. Things may become so bad that's not possible. So keep that in mind. You can eat gold and silver, and things could be too bad to even use them. We're pretty much out of time here, ladies and gentlemen. I had fun. I hope you all did too. Enjoyed yourselves. Tune in next week, and you all be safe, and God bless America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the